Radio.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Obama has signed the $410 billion spending measure needed to keep the government running through the rest of the budget year. Noting the widely criticized pork barrel earmarks it contains, the president called it imperfect and pledged to work with Congress to curb pet projects in the future. A leak has forced the postponement of this evening's space shuttle launch. Here's John Belmont.
The weather was almost perfect. Everything was going well. Then a hydrogen leak developed in a fuel line outside Discovery. NASA says this is not related to the suspect hydrogen pressure valves inside the engine compartment that were replaced, causing a one-month delay in the launch. Engineers are evaluating the situation and keeping open the option of trying again tomorrow night, but whether they'll be able to diagnose and fix this leak in 24 hours is not clear. The hydrogen gas was detected during the fueling process, and the astronauts had not yet boarded the shuttle. John Belmont, Kennedy Space Center.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Ready to become debt-free? Consumer Credit of America can help. At Consumer Credit of America, you will have your own personal certified counselor to assist you in becoming debt-free. They will provide you with a plan to get you out of debt by consolidating your debt into one affordable automatic payment with Consumer Credit of America. You can stop creditors from calling, reduce interest charges on some accounts, and lower your monthly payments just by calling Consumer Credit of America at 877-348-FREE. All you have to do is provide the commitment, and Consumer Credit of America will provide you with a debt repayment plan. Then start watching your balances go down on your monthly progress report as you move toward your goal of becoming debt-free. Isn't it time to be on the path to becoming debt-free with Consumer Credit of America? Call today, 877-348-FREE. Are you ready to become debt-free? Call 877-348-FREE or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. Call Consumer Credit of America today at 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
Investigators in Alabama have not been able to figure out yet what triggered a gunman's rampage yesterday that left 11 people dead, including his mother and himself. A district attorney says they found a list in his home of employers who had, quote, done him wrong. The father of an American journalist being detained in Iran says he's had a second brief phone conversation with his daughter. Reza Saberi, father of Roxana Saberi, received the call Monday.
And she cried as she talked. And we said, let's please hang on. We are doing everything we can to secure her freedom. She thanked us and then she said that she loves us. And that was it. We said that we hope that she will be free soon.
Roxana Saberi, a former Miss North Dakota, is being held in the Evan Political Prison in Tehran. No formal charges have been brought against her since her detention in late January. A group of media organizations she's reported for have released a statement calling for her immediate release. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Now you can rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 866-452-5550. Get debt free now. Call 866-452-5550. That's 866-452-5550 for Debt Relief USA.
Italy's Constitutional Court has thrown out the charges against 26 Americans accused of involvement in the alleged CIA kidnapping of an Egyptian terror suspect in Milan in 2003. The ruling by the country's highest court sides with the government in saying prosecutors used classified information to build a case and threw out some key evidence on which the indictments were based. The state's lawyer says today's ruling means the prosecution will have to seek new indictments based on the remaining evidence or reopen the investigation. Disgraced financier Bernard Madoff is to plead guilty tomorrow while victims react with everything from anger to who cares. Correspondent Warren Levinson has this report.
Bert Miro will not be in court Thursday when Bernard Madoff enters his guilty plea. Miro, who lost millions investing with Madoff, says he's less interested in the disgraced financier's punishment than in restitution.
A pound of flesh is not worth as much as a check.
Not that he thinks there's any real hidden money around.
If Mr. Madoff had $20 or $30 billion hidden somewhere, the scam would still be going forward.
Madoff plans to plead plead guilty to 11 felonies likely to land him in prison for the rest of his life. A federal judge is also expected to decide whether to terminate Madoff's house arrest and send him to jail to await sentencing.
A meeting tomorrow between President Obama and China's foreign minister is likely to include discussion of an unsettling recent incident in the South China Sea. The U.S. has accused Chinese ships of acting in an inappropriately aggressive manner there. An administration spokesman says a broad range of topics is on the agenda. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Is certainly an old cliched expression, but it applies now. The game just becomes more and more absurd and clear, frankly. The transparency is there for all to see it. When we have Ben Bernanke talking to the U.S. Congress saying, when asked, will you disclose where $2 trillion went of the bailout money from the taxpayers? And Bernanke's response was a very simple and straightforward no. It doesn't get any more arrogant than that.
Why should he tell you? Because you are chattel under British maritime law, therefore he doesn't have to tell you. He's actually following laws which are laid down for the Zionist Empire from City of London.
Right. This is the most important thing, and we've said this forever, nothing has happened by chance. And I hope all of you had a chance to hear hours 2 and 3 last night, especially hour 3, and if not, by all means, you need to go to the archives and hear that hour with Tom Fife. When I ran the story originally, I don't know if you saw it or not, Tim, it was called The First Time I Heard of Barack. It was greeted with a lot of skepticism and often derision, quite frankly, that this man, Tom Fife, whoever he is, couldn't be telling the truth. Well, after hearing Tom Fife last night, but intuitively realizing there was where there's smoke, there's fire, and the original essay, of course, ran on rents.com, and I did not take it down. What Tom Fife revealed last night was extraordinary. There's no other word to possibly plug in there, if not amazing. So I hope all of you can hear that. Now, let me, I don't know if you heard this one or not, or saw any of the copy, but the issue of the director of National Intelligence, and his involvement in the resignation of the chairman designate of the National Intelligence Council, Charles Freeman, is quite extraordinary. He issued a letter here. Now, this is, again, a man who would literally have had his finger on the pulse of all American intelligence, the chair of the National Intelligence Council. He says, let me read some of this, Tim. It's very enlightening. He says, you will by now have seen the statement by Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair, reporting that I have withdrawn my previous acceptance of his invitation to chair the National Intelligence Council. I have concluded that the barrage of libelous distortions of my record would not cease upon my entry into office. The effort to smear me and to destroy my credibility would instead continue. I do not believe the National Intelligence Council could function effectively while its chair was under constant attack by unscrupulous people with a passionate attachment to the views of a political faction in a foreign country. I agreed to chair the NIC to strengthen it and protect it against politicization and not to introduce it to efforts by a special interest group to assert control over it through a protracted political campaign. I'm going to skip ahead. This is up at Rents.com. You can read it. He goes on to say, the libels on me and their easily traceable email trails show conclusively that there is a powerful lobby determined to prevent any view other than its own from being aired, still less to factor in American understanding of trends and events in the Middle East. The tactics of the Israel lobby plumb the depths of dishonor and indecency and include character assassination, selective misquotation, the willful distortion of the record, the fabrication of falsehoods, and an utter disregard for the truth. The aim of this Israeli lobby is control of the policy process through the exercise of a veto over the appointment of people who dispute the wisdom of its views, the substitution of political correctness for analysis, and the exclusion of any and all options for decision by Americans and our government other than those that it favors. Now, this is an absolutely historically heroic document written by an obviously great American who believes that America should serve Americans first, not the interests of the Zionist Jewish State of Israel and its masters in the City of London. This is a remarkable document, Tim.
No, he's actually breaking the law, because on the British Maritime law, your cattle and chattel, your masters in London dictate to you, and yeah, you just say, how high do I jump?
That is, well, he decided not to jump, and he put it out there.
The British Maritime law, you can actually then...
They're going to extradite him. Is that what you're saying?
No. Then, of course, there can be penalties for breaking the law.
All right. Well, I thought it was a remarkable document, and I think most of you will concur with that. This is a man at a very high level in the American administration, and he was almost in, who has literally, again, told the truth and stated it unequivocally. And I think this is a trend that I hope other brave Americans will stand forward and emulate. You would never in a million years hear Hillary Clinton talk like this, or the Oreo cookie in the White House. Yes, he's half black and half white, so that's an okay thing to say. It's not going to happen. Nor Nancy Pelosi, nor Harry Reid, nor any of the other hundreds upon hundreds of traitorous, treasonous Americans who occupy the seats of the House of Representatives, which represent no American interests that I can understand, or those who sit in the Senate either.
You are owned from the City of London.
I know that. You're right. I'm not arguing that.
Everything is following law. What you actually have been told is
a lie. We've been conned. No, it's been spun into oblivion.
In order to sugar the pill.
Of course.
The Rothschilds are well within their rights, and in fact are actually following the law. And in fact, the $2.7 trillion that has been put up by the Chinese allows them to take about 1/30th of the world's property.
It's true.
The world's property only adds up to $75 trillion.
Right.
So you can see that a couple of trillion is about 1/30th of all the buildings in the world, all the real estate in the world.
An interesting point.
So that means that the $2 trillion which went amiss, and the $2 trillion I think which the Talmudic Jew stole from the Pentagon, these are enormous amounts of real valuable land and buildings. Now the 1.5 quadrillion is about 30 years worth of GDP. Unfortunately, the Rothschilds have gone mad and have implemented their final solution to conquer the world before they've got the whole of the world under their boot. They still don't control China. They don't control Russia. They don't control huge swathes of Africa because the Chinese are funding Africa. We've got the diabolical anti-Americans in South America led by Chavez, who have made the CIA control of South America and Central America very tenuous. And we also know that Japanese would love to throw off their shackles given an excuse. So we have a considerable number of countries, apart from the other main player, which is India, which still is smarting because it was under the Raj, under the Rothschilds. So even though it's very pro-Jewish because it's anti-Muslim, it doesn't want the Jews running, you know, that entire subcontinent. So we have the Rothschilds trying to implement a one-world government before they fully control Russia, China, and India, which could prove significant players in a war if they fought back. And the other cards they haven't got are the most powerful countries in the world, North Korea and, of course, Iran. Why are they the most powerful countries? Well, because we know that the Rothschilds plan to destroy Iran, to wipe out its population. Therefore, that predicates the Iranians to forms of warfare which could not be used by a country that wishes to survive. Similarly, we know that the Rothschild court in The Hague wants to extradite the Sudanese president for war crime, even though we have the super war criminal of Bush and Blair still running free, and the super war criminals of the Israelis, a whole list of them, still running free.
Right.
So we know that the dear leader in Pyongyang is on the Hague list of
right.
people.
Turn the music down a little, Donovan.
To the Hague for execution. So we've got North Korea and Iran, who now are faced with total destruction by the Zionist empire.
Right. All right. Stand by, Tim. Back in just a couple minutes. The remarkable, inimitable Tim Riefen.
Worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 4,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, We both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
02. Again, I would urge all of you to pay attention to these stories as they unfold 24 hours a day and under the World Financial Crisis featured story at Rents.com. You can really get a handle on the bigger picture, as big of a picture as we're going to get on this side of the fence. Of course, the other side of the fence are the chosen, or the chosenites, as some people call them, the City of London banking cabal, cartel, secret society in many respects, and others. I wish that all of you could hear that third hour last night again. I'll try and rerun that. That was just an extraordinary story. To cut the long story short, an American physicist, Tim, was involved with a business and was flying to Moscow often in 1992 to 1994. That's 1992 to 1994. During a dinner there in 1992, prior to the election of the Clintons in November, he was the guest of, I guess, about 10 people total. And the husband and wife who were putting the dinner on were there. And the wife began, she got miffed at a point of conversation. And she began to tell this fellow, she said, "Look, how would you like it? She said, you're going to have a, she was mocking him. You can read the article at Rents.com. It's the first time I saw Barack. You're going to have a black president soon. Yes, a chocolate baby. He will be from Hawaii. He will be educated in California." She went down the whole list, Tim. She knew in 1992, the whole story.
She
was a communist apparatchik, very heavily into the party, obviously at a very high level, and obviously KGB as well. These were top physicists at this dinner.
Yeah, but what you don't realize, under British maritime law, it's a business, and the top managers are trained and chosen decades before they actually come to the post.
Well, this was nearly 20 years ago.
Exactly. And we know that Mr. Obama is of nice Jewish stock, but he appears black, so he's actually the perfect man for our World War III scenario. We can either use him with a bullet through the head as the man who starts World War III and the righteous indignation against whoever the Rothschilds point the finger at, or we can have a partial assassination attempt that just wounds him, like, for example, that they did with Mr. Reagan, and that can start a war. So he has endless possibilities, and also we know
he's a very useful, very useful chap.
We also know he's a devoted communist who actually agrees with the Rothschild plan of bringing the British maritime law civilization into being. The Gulag archipelago, we already know that the Gulag archipelago exists in America. It's called Guantanamo. It's called Jordan, Egypt. It's called Block D in Kabul. We've got your glorious American jails in Iraq. We've got another in New York, another in Romania, several in Poland, staging posts in Britain. So, of course, we have the Gulag Archipelago not in the Soviet Union, but actually in the Zionist Empire. So we have the infrastructure. We know that people like myself, journalists, are on the kidnap list. So if I go abroad, the CIA are desperate to kidnap me and take me away to be tortured and kept and probably killed at their leisure. So there are many other people on that list who are causing the Rothschilds problems. And under British maritime law, it's legal that they be carted away and imprisoned and tortured to death. So one can actually see that British maritime law, which I'm spouting tonight, actually indicates the path which Western civilization is going to, because that actually was the laws and the underpinning of your civilization in the first place. So one can see also that in Russia, the communist apartheids, which were set up by the Rothschilds, because remember, the Rothschilds controlled the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was controlled by Talmudic Satanist Jews. All the communists, top communists, were Jews. All the NKVD were Jews. So, of course, it was a Jewish institution. Communism is Jewish, and the Soviet Union was Jewish.
Well, it was created by them, financed by them, of course.
Exactly, and run by them.
Yeah. Of course.
Stalin was a Jew.
And 50 million people died, at least.
Marx was a Jew. Trotsky
was
a Jew.
Well, let's go on from there. And 50 million people died. Winston Churchill was born of
a
Jewish mother. Certainly Roosevelt had Jewish antecedents. Eisenhower was considered the Swedish Jew at West Point. He was Jewish.
Then we've got Hitler.
Yeah, well, he goes on and on.
With his grandfather being a Rothschild via the maid.
So they say.
So we had all sides being Talmudic Jew Satanists. So no wonder World War II went according to plan. But the problem with World War III is that Putin is not the Talmudic Jew Satanist. I know the Chinese aren't run by Jews because the Han Chinese aren't devoted to bowing down to the Jews. I know that a lot of the Indians aren't Jewish in the hierarchy. Some of them are. So of course, we've got a real war because the North Koreans and the Iranians certainly aren't Jewish. And as we'll see in the next part of the program, they can win World War III on their own.
And we might also mention that the Jews who live in Iran are very happy, thank you, and want nothing to do with being forced to move to Israel. And they're telling the Zionists to leave them alone. Get along just great with their Iranian countrymen and women. All right, back in a minute.
When the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Next point, which is very interesting. Bernie, no, Dirty Bernie Madoff, his lawyer is now apparently deflecting some of the hate being directed toward Dirty Bernie. Here's a story from the New York Times today. It starts off with the headline, Madoff lawyer absorbs part of the rage. The text, quote, as one Jew to another, I deeply regret that the Sorkin family did not perish in the Nazi death camps, end quote. That is just one of the angry messages that have poured in to Ira Lee Sorkin, the attorney, since he became lawyer for Bernard Madoff, who is expected to plead guilty this week to a fraud that one of the all-time great Ponzi schemes, $50 billion or more.
Which is probably $65 billion over here.
65. Well, it's quite probably tied into the Mossad and was all laundered through, and much
drug
of it was probably still, yes, still in Israeli Tel Aviv banks. Okay, Tim, how can... Now, if Iran had one or two or three or 10 typical tactical nuclear weapons and the missile systems to deliver them, what in the world would possess them to even try? They would have to be beyond insane, of course. Of course. This is not ever going
to
happen.
They'd have to have a death wish because...
That's right.
They would destroy Israel, but then they get 200 or 600, depending on how many you reckon Israel's got. And then we've got thousands of American weapons, and then we've got the British and French nuclear weapons. So you'd see Iran glowing from space, which would then, of course, solve the Afghan problem, as we talked about, and the Pakistani problem, because the radioactive fallout would kill all the Muslims. So this really is a bumper crop for the Talmudic Jew Satanists and their rituals. They can kill 60 million-odd Iranians, and they can kill, tens of millions of Afghans. And I think there are, a good 100 million
Pakistanis
they could,
and then some
they could kill
beyond
with the fallout.
That. That's right, that's right.
Really, having any number of nuclear weapons is just an excuse for the Albert Pike World War III scenario, which the Rothschilds want. The same with North Korea. North Korea has that number of nuclear weapons, a dozen odd. But they're useless against America because then America would fire thousands of nuclear weapons at North Korea and get it glowing. But luckily, my hero, the dear leader, who is the most powerful man on the planet, I've been talking about the sensible option, and we know now the dear leader understands the sensible option, which is throw away any ideas of building up an arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons and go straight for Cobalt-60 weapons right from the get-go, because then you have a truly credible MAD, mutually assured destruction,
right,
which then means that if your enemy attacks you, for example, we've got the dear leader's testing his delivery system, which can put a satellite into space or drop a nice one-ton Cobalt-60 H-bomb on the Talmudic Satanist America, which, of course, is a massive deterrent to the Americans. They can drop Cobalt-60 A-bombs on Japan and finish Japan off with one strike. So, of course, the Americans and Japanese now are saying they're going to shoot down the test launch vehicle, which is an act of war. We know that the Americans have their laser battleship, aerial battleship with this. According to the New Scientist, it's got a 30-megawatt, 1-meter beam, but that's definitely wrong. It's probably orders of magnitude higher. So the North Koreans need to silver the outside of the launch vehicle. But we can see now that the North Koreans have got the right idea. The ability to build a 1950s Cobalt 60H bomb, which is basically a tiny nuclear weapon which detonates deuterium gas or tritium gas, lithium deuteride, which you can get on the open market, around, and the casing of the warhead is the most important. You just get cobalt from the Congo, which then gets irradiated with the neutrons, which then spreads a cloud of cobalt 60 over America, killing off basically the whole Western seaboard with one weapon. Or if you drop one on the 13th tribe of Israel in Britain, you kill off NATO, because it kills off Western Europe. That's the end of France, Britain, and the whole of Western Europe. And Eastern Europe is in total chaos. So that's the end of Europe with one weapon. So you can see that Cobalt 60H bombs are actually the way forward. And if Iran has one Cobalt 60H bomb and the delivery system, so it's OMID Hope launch vehicle, hopefully has that capability, then they can drop a nice one-ton H Cobalt 60H bomb on the nest of evil in Britain or in France, kill off NATO with one weapon. And all they need is to find 2 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium or uranium on the open market through suitcase nukes. That's readily available, or they can get it from North Korea. The North Koreans, likewise, can have at least half a dozen of these Cobalt 60H bombs, which they can drop on America, which is more than enough, basically, to 6 Cobalt 60H bombs is more than enough to kill off the world. So you can see now that the dear leader is the most powerful man on the planet. Why? Because we know the Russians and Chinese are never going to use these weapons because they got too much to lose. But the Iranians know they're going to die. Netanyahu has decided to kill off the Iranians, the Afghans, and the Pakistanis, and sacrifice them to their Talmudic Jewish Satanist religion, which we talked about last show. So we know Iran's dead. But if Iran has a working Cobalt 60H bomb, then, of course, we have MAD. And then, of course, with the Rothschilds in their base in Britain, knowing that they could have the whole of Western Europe wiped out, immediately Iran's safe. So we know now that that the North Koreans testing their rocket and having the Americans and Japanese saying they're going to shoot it down shows the Americans and Japanese fear that the dear leader is a genius and has gone down the Cobalt 60 route, and therefore, at a stroke, is the most powerful man in the world, and therefore deserves massive American aid or else. So you can see the strategy. So similarly with the Iranians, mm-hmm. if they go along the Cobalt 60 route, mm-hmm. then they will definitely stop themselves from getting attacked by the Jews. And if they do, they can wipe out NATO.
Sounds like it. Tim will be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
60 scenario is very real. Only 2.2 or 2 kilograms thereabout of plutonium would do it. This is something the Israelis, of course, have known about for a long, long time.
Yeah, but it's even worse than that, because once you've got a reactor, for example, in Yongbyon or Bushehr, mm-hmm. then you can, instead of using the moderator that's normally used, I think that's cadmium, you can dose it with cobalt, and then you mm-hmm. can actually irradiate cobalt in your reactor mm-hmm. to produce large amounts of cobalt-60 mm-hmm. in the reactor safely. Mm-hmm. No nuclear weapons production, no stupid centrifuge stage after stage after stage. You just stick the cobalt in a reactor, Yongbyon or Bushehr, and the Iranians are going to have 10 reactors. So they can produce a large amount of cobalt-60, which they then put into the Shahid-3s, which are programmed now to explode at 1,800 feet, according to the FT, which the cobalt-60 is in the form of dust in the explosive, mm-hmm. which then spreads the cobalt-60 as a cloud across the target area. So you can have the same effect on a area as if you used a moderately large cobalt-60 weapon.
Well, what
so
you're saying,
Tim, 1,000 Shahid-3s,
right.
Which if all of them had cobalt-60, mm-hmm. they would that would be enormous overkill against Israel. So Iran doesn't need nuclear weapons; it just needs working reactors. Either imported cobalt-60 from the North Koreans mm-hmm. or its own cobalt-60 in its own reactors, mm-hmm. stick it in 1,000 Shahid-3, according to the Israelis, and that gives the Iranians full-spectrum dominance against the Israelis. So you can see why the Israelis are desperate to attack Iran as quickly as possible. So that's why my poster boy, the dear leader, is strutting around with his new rocket, the Taipodong 2+, which gives him full spectrum dominance and allows him to drop cobalt-60 H-bombs. Because remember, he can make cobalt-60 H-bombs. He's got loads of plutonium and uranium.
Probably already has.
So and it's only 1950s technology, so he could produce at least six cobalt-60 H-bombs, mm-hmm. which gives him total dominance over the world, because six cobalt-60 H-bombs is the death of the world. The whole world's gone. That's just too much cobalt-60. So you can see the power that the dear leader has in Pyongyang, and you can see now why the Americans and Japanese are saying they're going to shoot down his missile. And similarly, from the Iranian point of view, they don't need to spend years producing nuclear weapons. They just need to put cobalt rods into the center of the Bushehr reactor, or get the dear leader to do that in North Korea, stick it in, grind them up, stick some of the dust, you don't need a great deal of it, in each of the Shahed 3s, and that gives them full-spectrum dominance against Israel. So you can see now why I'm saying that Iran and North Korea on their own can fight World War III, and they can win it. Why? Because the Iranians know they're going to die. They know they're penciled in for complete execution, so they might as well have a jihad and be the ultimate strategic suicide bomber, killing off the West, NATO, because you can the Iranians can put in the OMID satellite launchers cobalt-60 as explosive and drop it on the 13th tribe of Israel in Britain. And you can imagine those raining down on you. It doesn't take many of those to poison the enough landscape to have strategic value. That's without even the nuclear effect. So you can see now that cobalt-60 is the killer of Zion, 60 being the magic number of Zion. And therefore, if you're going to kill Zion Israel, 60, cobalt-60, is just by chance the ultimate way of killing Zion Israel. So one can see now that 10 nuclear reactors not producing nuclear weapons gives the Iranians full spectrum dominance, because with the OMID Hope delivery system, they can just put cobalt-60 dust in a normal explosive base, get them to explode at altitude, like the Shahed 3, and they can then start covering the British with a nice cobalt-60 powder, which is, we don't need an explosion when you can poison them. So it's basically, if you're going to kill vermin, use vermicide, and it's the ultimate way to kill Talmudic Satanist cockroaches, cobalt-60. So you can see now why the Rothschilds are on a mad dash for World War III and have pushed their plans ahead. Because when I said 5 years ago about cobalt-60, it actually destroyed the Rothschilds' plan of world domination, because they thought they were going to be in a normal nuclear war where Iran's going to fire a few nuclear weapons, these poor Holocaust Jews die in a few nuclear blasts, and then we get thousands of nuclear weapons dropped on Iran, Pakistan, any Muslim state. They go mad. They have their Albert Pike World War III. But with cobalt-60, you don't even need nuclear weapons. You can stick them in any rocket delivery system, and that gives you strategic power. So the Iranians, once they've got their reactor, and the other nine online can make as much cobalt-60 in their reactors as possible. It's not difficult. No centrifuges. No. All they need to do is plonk a cobalt rod or doctored cadmium cobalt rod in the reactor.
And only 2 kilograms.
No. The 2 kilograms is to detonate the H-bomb, which then irradiates the cobalt-casing with neutrons, which then produce cobalt-60. But why do that if you can just put the cobalt in a nuclear reactor, which produces neutrons, produce the cobalt-60 directly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the difference?
Oh, sure.
So you can actually have an H-bomb or A-bomb to produce the cobalt-60, or you can have a nuclear reactor, doctor the moderator rods, make sure it doesn't melt down, of course, but if you've got decent physicists, you can do that. And then, of course, it's like a fast breeder reactor, where you put uranium in a reactor, U-238, and then that gets changed to plutonium. So that's how the British and Americans produce plutonium, by fast breeder reactors. You're doing the same thing. Instead of putting uranium-238 in the reactor, you're putting normal cobalt, which is, you can buy it by the, you know, hundreds of ton, put it in your reactor, you get out lovely cobalt-60, and then you're the ruler of the world. Because no one will attack you.
Do
you understand the difference?
Of course.
And then, of course, you can put the cobalt-60 in suitcases and detonate normal suitcase explosives, you know, in cities, and that takes out the entire city. So it gives the Iranians and the North Koreans the Strategic Valley with one suicide bomber with a belt of cobalt-60 doctored explosive around him. That will kill off a city. So you understand now the power of cobalt-60. It makes each Iranian or North Korean soldier who's willing to explode himself the ability to kill off a city. So you can just walk them into any city and they can explode conventional dirty bombs with cobalt-60. Mm-hmm. And cobalt-60 is so damn poisonous because it's very similar to iron in the periodic table, and it goes straight into your lovely bloodstream and takes, because hemoglobin, it has got iron at the core, and instead of iron, you can put cobalt-60 at the core, so it kills off all your bone marrow. So it's incredibly poisonous and beautiful as a weapon system. It's the ultimate weapon system. So on a strategic value, you don't even need nuclear weapons to produce it. If you've got a reactor, you produce cobalt-60. You then mix it with explosive, and you only need a suitcase full of cobalt-60 dirty bomb to kill off a city. Do you see the power of it?
Is grass green? Of course.
And that's why the Israelis are pulling their hair out now, because I let the cat out of the bag 5 years ago. And they're screaming because once Bushehr's up and running, the Iranians can make loads of cobalt-60 or they can import it from the North Koreans. That's why the Americans were so desperate to shut down Yongbyon, because they thought, shit, they can produce cobalt-60 in their reactors. And
probably have been.
We don't know, but they don't need to, because they can produce cobalt-60 H-bombs. They've got lots of uranium-235 and plutonium.
Do it right up in the air. Yeah.
So the Iranians can actually just cut out the nuclear weapon route, go straight to cobalt-60, and just have dirty bombs.
So when they say they're not producing or building or working toward nuclear weapons, they're probably quite serious.
So nuclear weapons really for North Korea or Iran, which are countries which face extinction by the Zionist West,
right,
nuclear weapons are useless. But cobalt-60 is wonderful, because then it destroys the Talmudic mm-hmm. Jew states of the West, and therefore the West, once they're faced with cobalt-60, and we know they're cowards, will back down, because the Rothschilds own such a lot, and they're not. And cobalt-60 poison land is no good to the Rothschilds, even if they've got their 4 mile buried deep bunkers, because this stuff hangs around half life of 100,000 years. So it's the end of the world for the Rothschilds. Cobalt-60 is a Rothschild killer, because it poisons the land, and their underground bases are useless, because it stays around for so damn long. They'll have evolved into transgenic chimps from their subgenic chimps by the time that the cobalt-60 has got to a safe level. So it is the end of the world. If anyone would ever reveal cobalt-60 to North Korea and Iran, that would destabilize the whole Rothschild plans and basically ruin them. Luckily, no one knows about cobalt-60, and it's top secret, and the Rothschild plan is, unbeatable now, because no one knows the way to kill them. Just produce cobalt-60, and then that destroys the whole World War III scenario.
Incredibly,
they want a nuclear war, which they fight to exhaustion, and then they can bring in the one-world government. Hmm. But if Iran and North Korea use cobalt-60, there won't be one-world government, because Europe will be dead and America will be dead.
Well, you've summed it up, Tim, again, like no one else.
So cobalt-60 is the savior of the world against the Zionist West. And if in doubt, use cobalt-60 against the Rothschilds.
Thank you once again.
Kills all known form of vermin.
Yeah, I understand. Tim, thanks again for your absolutely unique views. And we look forward to our next conversation.
Cheers.
Night. Tim Riefat, live from London. Only one. All right, we'll be right back.
attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is the GCN Radio Network.